Good Friday morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Anna Palmer. After staying pretty much out of the healthcare debate, President Donald Trump was tweeting early this morning, telegraphing how he believes it is important for Republican senators to come through and deliver on their promise to repeal Obamacare. He also gave a shout-out to Vice President Mike Pence for his hard work on healthcare.
Here's where things stand. Burgess Everett and Jen Habercorn are reporting that Senate Republicans are just one vote away from Obamacare repeal failure. Senate Republicans left town yesterday, and GOP leadership is hoping their fragile whip count holds. Susan Collins and Rand Paul have both said they will oppose bringing the bill to the floor. Just one more public no, and the bill is dead. Undecided Republicans include Mike Lee, Jeff Flake, Rob Portman, John Hoeven, Dean Heller, Lisa Murkowski, and Shelley Moore Capito. That is not a lot of room for error.
Just like we told you yesterday, the procedural vote to allow debate on the Republican healthcare bill is the real game. In other words, if Republicans can get onto the bill, most people think it will pass. But we were actually talking to an influential conservative House Republican yesterday in the Capitol who was skeptical that this would sail through his chamber even if it passes the Senate.
The New York Times' Jonathan Martin tweeted that Trump said on Air Force One he'd like to complete a comprehensive immigration reform plan, but our country and political forces are not ready yet. That is certainly a different tune than what he sung on the campaign trail.
The Washington Post has a story on how Trump's legal team is facing tensions with a client who often takes his own counsel. The piece also details how Trump and Jared Kushner's legal teams have been at odds, creating tension. And ProPublica's Justin Elliott definitely had a bizarre story yesterday on how Trump lawyer Mark Kasowitz threatened a stranger in emails, telling them to watch their back, bitch. Kasowitz later apologized.
Some more tension in the White House over the handling of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Kremlin-linked lawyer. Tara Palmieri has the story on how Jared Kushner pushed for a more aggressive defense of the meeting. In other Russian news, Josh Dossi and Kyle Cheney write that the co-founder of a firm behind the Trump-Russia dossier will not testify before the Senate next week. The Senate Judiciary Committee announced that Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson, a former Wall Street Journal reporter, was called as a witness. But the request for Simpson to appear was voluntary, and it's unclear the committee will seek to compel his testimony.
House Democrats are plotting to try and force Republicans to cast Russia votes. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is set to announce a new strategy today to force votes on issues related to Trump and his campaign aides' ties to Russia.
Cafe Milano was a hopping spot last night. Kellyanne Conway was dining with Linda McMahon. Wilbur Ross was with his wife Hillary and L.A. power lawyer Tom Girardi and Erica Jane, who's on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Brett Baer was with Trip Donnelly. Michael Flynn was spotted on the 1020 American Airlines flight from DCA to Providence. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge was also on the flight, but our tipster said the two did not make eye contact. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.